Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So if you get cheated on has become the question this morning. If you get cheated on, do you want the dude or the woman to end up forever with the one that, let's just say, he cheated on you with? Or do you want it to be like some superficial fling? Which one makes you feel better about the situation? 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
Superficial fling. Absolutely. Do not want you ending up with the one. And the reason being, superficial fling, then it was just all about the physical. You weren't getting something physical for me. Ending up with the one, there was something innately wrong with me that did not make me the one, that you found this person, actively cheated on me, and ended up with them for the rest of your life. Hell no.
But doesn't it say to you though, if it's just a superficial thing, that he didn't value you at all, that it could just have been anybody? But if he ends up with the one that he ends up with forever, I mean, you were really kind of just getting in the way of his destiny.
I don't see it that way.
For me, it's also this, it's the one.
It's a mindset thing for me too. Like I guess I take it personal. Like, if you cheat on me and then you find the one after, I'm going to take that like I had some shortcomings, like somewhere I didn't satisfy you. But if you cheat on me and then, like, the one time I got cheated on in life, I later found out that she cheated on every guy she was with. That felt amazing. it felt like, oh, it wasn't me.
You're just a hoe.
Yes, exactly.
That's it. Mm. You're just a hoe.
You don't take it as personal.
Abby.
I absolutely think getting cheated on with the one is way worse than a superficial fling, because it says a couple of things. A, you have to come to the realization immediately that you are not the one for that person. And I'm assuming you still got feelings for them.
Yep.
And you wanted to be the one. And then B, it also shows that they were capable of commitment, just not capable of commitment with you.
Our show director Tommy wants in on this.
I would say I'd want to get cheated on by the one. And I have the perfect sports analogy.
Okay.
If my team is in the NCAA basketball tournament and they get beat, if that team ends up winning the championship, I can say I went out to the best.
That makes sense to me.
That makes sense to me, too, but not when it comes to being cheated on.
If you cheat on me with some rando, that whatever, a string of randos for me, it's I wasn't good enough to keep you at home. But if you cheat on me with the one, how am I to fight destiny? Like,
right?
That is the only way that my ego will be repaired, because I'll be like, well, we weren't meant to be, and you were meant to be with this person. Like, I had an ex who dated the next girl real fast after me. I don't think he cheated at all, but it was fast. And he married her, and it made it a little bit better, because I was like, can't be mad.
That's how
that's
I
the
would
one.
Feel. It's interesting to me that most
you
people...
You can be mad.
I mean, I still don't like it, but it gave me two people to stalk instead of just one.
It's interesting to me that people want to be on the Voice Disguiser to answer this. Hey, Carly, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. So, my parents actually got together because my mom was really into my dad, but my dad was dating someone at the time, and my dad, being the good guy he is, he did cheat. He was like, no. But then his girlfriend ended up cheating on him, and then he eventually got together with my mom. Years later, they were at a party, and they ran into the girl that cheated on my dad with the, and she was like married to the guy she cheated on him with. So like it ended up working out for the best.
So I can't figure out what your position is. You want to be cheated on with someone superficially, or the one that you end up with?
If you're cheated on with the one that like is the one, then you know that maybe your one might be coming around soon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what, wow. What a positive way.
Yes, that is a leap.
Your mindset should be studied.
that is too much positivity. Good morning, Bert Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Lizette?
Hello. Yes.
Ah, your turn.
Oh, sorry.
You're good.
I'm not the one. I would not want to be cheated on with the one. It hurts worse because you stay there and you're just like, was I just not good enough? You know? So I would think I would not want to be with the one. I wouldn't want to be cheated with the friend with them to be saying, oh, it's the one.
And there is some satisfaction. So I've been cheated on a time or two. And after the person cheats on you, yes, there is some internet stalking going on. There is some satisfaction knowing that the person they cheated on you with did not work out. And it's like, that's what you get for cheating on me with mm-hmm. this person. And it didn't work out. It was never going to work out. And then when it comes to the stalking, if they did cheat on with you with the one, and every time you see them and you're stalking them, there's the one.
I got
the one that's just staring you in the face.
75% of the calls coming in are agreeing with you, Kristen.
Superficial, baby, all
be
the way.
Be superficial, not the one.
Especially if you love the person. Like, mm-hmm. if you love the person and they cheat on you, the last thing you want to do is watch them go get to now love somebody else the right way when they couldn't love you the right way.
Love somebody more.
Yes.
You're the one that sucks.
The Bert Show.